We're looking at a gloomy start to the week after U.S. equities took a dump in Friday trade. The Friday slide in U.S. stocks was the fifth consecutive session decline, with weekly setbacks mounting to 1.7%, the largest weekly decline since mid-June. Meanwhile, growth expectations continue to ease in the U.S., and this is having a ripple effect on growth expectations around the globe. The biggest problem for the global economy right now, in our view, is the risk that rising inflation is more than transitory, and the risk that central banks will be forced to change their tunes when it comes to monetary policy decisions. This tune change will mean the difference between what we've been seeing over the past several years, erring on the side of policy accommodation, or starting to err on the side of more restrictive policy in an effort to contain inflation. Of course, the latter option would mean anything but supportive for risk assets, and so therein lies the problem. Now, we don't think central banks are ready to give up just yet, and so we can expect to hear more dovish rhetoric from Fed officials this week and more talk about how inflation is still transitory. This could once again help to support the market into the latest dip, but it does feel like everything is coming to a head in 2021, with supply-side constraints and COVID fallout only adding to the tremendous pressure on the financial system. With that said, we would be on the lookout for more weakness in stocks this week and more demand for the U.S. dollar. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German wholesale prices and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. That's all for now.